As a general rule, I try to avoid discussing the first pasuk of a parsha, but it's just such a fascinating pasuk with Noach, Ish Tzaddik, Tamim Hayah B'Dor Asav. And Rashi discusses the two sides of that phrase, and Noach was a tzaddik, perfect for his generation. That on the one hand, yeah, Noach was the best of his generation, and had he been with other tzaddikim, he would have been even greater. He lived with Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he would have been even greater. And others interpret it as Noach was the best for his generation, a very, very lackluster generation. And had he been with other people of great stature, he would have basically been nothing. And as Sachs would say over a Parshas Noach, when he gave the Parshas year, it's a valedictorian who's got like a 78 average. In that year, he stood out. But if he was with other star students, he would have been terrible. Or, no, perhaps it would be that if he was with other people of greater nature, it would have elevated him. And perhaps the Torah is introducing a concept to us. Not everyone's the same. It's not always going to be for every person. For some people, it can really, both these statements can be true. That I need to be the top, I need to be the top person. If I'm with other people who are top, it's going to get to me. I'm going to feel bad about myself, and I'm just going to become, you know, a middle of the pack, a low end kind of person. And for other people, no, when they're around other people that are doing inspiring things, it's really able to elevate them. It's for some people, like, if they learn in their house, like, I can't learn in my house, there's no one around, no one inspires me, I learn for 20 minutes, I'm done. And I'm not gonna be able to learn for longer and reach greater of heights. And for others, you go to the base medrash and all of a sudden you see so many people that are learning early in the morning, late at night, whatever time it might be, and that gets you so moved. You're like, I want to be one of those guys. I want to be like that. And that can work. That can work in all natures. And that's the exact thing that's going on here. It's not a maybe yes, maybe no. It's no, Noah represents the two sides of the coin. It could just be that it's a teiku. We have no idea. We have no idea. Noah was perfect for that generation. He did not need to have better people than generation, and he was able to do that, which is not an easy feat. Most people would flop. They would have no chance of being successful in Noah's door. And it could be that if he was with Abraham, that he would not have been he would have been nothing. Or also the flip side, it could just be that no. When I'm that person, I can't do that. That's not something I can handle. All of a sudden, now I'm with Tzaddikim. I'm around great people, and it's able to bring me to the best of my heights. And I'll just conclude with this. I think it's always important to remember when critical of any character in the Torah, but specifically when one wants to be critical of Noah, is to remember the pasuk does says Ish Tzaddik Hayim Tamim B'Doro So Etzai Elokim Yitzavach Noach. They're not exactly saying that about Mark Merrill. So not the nicest thing to be critical of somebody who, you know, it's definitely in somewhat of high stature from the Torah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.